These days, there are a number of programs and initiatives built to support composers from marginalized communities, including women whose works still represent only a small percentage of music performed on stages around the world. As the industry looks ahead at a more diverse future, it's vital to also look back to honor the women who managed to break into the scene despite societal pushback and marginalization within the field. Greetings, I'm Loki Karuna, and on this edition of Noteworthy, you and I will take a look back at one of classical music's most significant women, the late great Fanny Mendelssohn. Fanny was the elder sister of the composer Felix Mendelssohn, who history ended up celebrating a bit more. It's important to note, though, that Fanny was actually the stronger pianist and arguably the more talented composer, considering that many of Fanny's works were published under her brother's name. In 1829, Fanny married a Mr. Wilhelm Hensel, who fully supported her compositional career, encouraging her to publish her music under her own name. This 1847 trio for piano, violin, and cello is among the works published under her own name. Shortly after Fanny completed this work, she died of a stroke, leaving her work in relative obscurity for over a century. After efforts were made to revive her legacy, though, Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel is remembered not only as one of history's leading women, but also as one of classical music's most noteworthy composers. Noteworthy is a production of WDAV Classical Public Radio.